Have you ever stopped to think and wonder, what is it that's actually destroying America? What is destroying the greatest nation that God has blessed on the face of the earth? It's important for you and I to understand what's going on in order for us to understand how to stand against that destruction. The same destruction that's going on in our nation is going on in our families. Listen to me now. The same evil that is out to destroy the United States of America is the same evil that is attacking the family unit in the United States of America and across the world. One of the greatest problems, one of the greatest destroying mechanisms that evil has to destroy the United States of America is the key of silence concerning Jesus. Silence concerning Jesus. People are afraid. People are afraid, Brother Randy, to use the name Jesus. People will go out of their way to say God in a generic term. Oh, that's a God doing that. That's God. Let me tell you something. I am a Christian. I'm saved because I've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of my life. It is He who breathes within me. He who gives me His word. He who makes this nation great and protects us. I will definitely praise His name by glorifying. And if I have to, I'll shout the name of Jesus. For it is Jesus who loves me despite me. That's right. Hey, folks, it's pretty hard to love adults anymore. I got a lot of kids that really have trouble with adults. Every one of us, I got news for you, kids, listen to me. Adults have trouble with themselves. We all have trouble with life. So therefore, you're born into life. Jesus is born into you, making you reborn as a believer. And Jesus says to you, you're okay. And by the way, kids, I love your parents too. I love your family. I love you. How long's it been since you heard that special touch from God, where God comes into your heart and God starts remaking again? Because you and I, because of our human condition, we mess our thinking up. We forget what we learn from days gone by. Then the voice of God comes to you again. And He says, that's okay, my child. I know you can win. You're the one that I've touched so deep. You're one of mine. You're my sheep. I love you just like you are. Don't change a thing. Just put your life in my hands and watch me make you all over again. Because my love is so strong for you, I will touch you. I will praise the name of my Father who sent me to you. But I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I'll never turn my back on you. I will always be there where you are when you're breaking and that heart is being torn apart. No matter what the problem, I want you to know something. I'm always a part. I'm always there with you. I will put you back together. I'm your Father. I live in heaven. Soon you will be with me. Soon I want you to know that my love for you is so strong. I'll go wherever you go. And where you go, I will be there. When you hurt, I'll be the one to give you care. When you get to the point that you think it's all over, look to me. Look to me. Because I am the God that will say when it's over. I'm the one who calls you home. I'm the one that keeps you where you are. I'll give you the voice. I'll give you the peace. I love you, says Jesus. And he speaks to each and every one of us in a way that you will understand. The children know. The elderly understand. The moms, the dad, the middle age see the world, a world that I've created. I created that world for you. Everything you see says love for me because you are my child. Lift your heart out of the ditch. Be the person in which I will lead you, direct you, give you strength. Your family is broken. Your health is going down. I'm your Savior. I'm always around. I will love you, says Jesus. He says, I am your heart. I am your heart. I will beat when you don't feel like you can, when you no longer feel like that you can take the next step. Know something, child. I am your help. No matter what happens, no matter what comes your way, when Jesus says, you'll live another day. Count on it, my friends. Prepare the way for those who don't know Jesus. Because they will say that he doesn't exist. They're wrong, we know. But they don't. Because their heart has been hardened as stone. They don't hear. Because they're deaf. They can't see because they're blind. Jesus says, look to me all the time. No matter what your situation, I'll give you peace. You need to know. I'll bring you that ease. There's nothing that can separate you and me from the love of Almighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I won't dare ask where that came from. John 7, verse 13. Here's what the problem is. No one had the courage to speak favorably about Jesus in public. Gosh, they could have written this yesterday or this morning, couldn't they? For they were afraid of getting in trouble with the Jewish leaders. Oh, what will people say if I go out there and I say Jesus is the way? You know something? I care what Jesus says. I care what Jesus sees. I love to the depth of wanting to give it all, meaning all of you, all of me, folks. We have to be ready. That's a sacrifice. Brother Randy, people say, no, that's a sacrifice for me to get out and say that Jesus is the way. That's not a sacrifice. That's a banner. That's not a sacrifice. That's a way.
Praise.
That's not a sacrifice. That's my best friend. He went right there just for me. If nobody else was ever born, he'd have went there just for you. You know why? Because he loves you. And he is more than ready and willing to deal. Folks, I don't care what's going on in your life. Now listen to me. I'm saying this with all the love in the world. It can't be so bad that Jesus can't fix it. My goodness, he takes the bones and puts them back together, and the dead bones speak. They start clanking, getting together. Me and you, we're running. We're getting out of the way. Where's Jesus? Right there where it's happening, in your heart, in the heart of your loved one. He does not like to see his loved one suffer, because he said, I suffered for you. So here's what I want you to do, Larry. Trust me. Trust me. Yes, Lord, I trust you. Well, then, Larry, tell the world about me. Use the name Jesus. That's his name. His position was Christ, not his last name. Jesus. Jesus is all you need to know. I know Jesus. I know Jesus. But Jesus knows me. And he loves me. Do you know he loves me when I'm right and he loves me when I'm wrong? You're never going to be perfect. I don't care if your wife tells you that you're the most perfect thing she's ever seen. Joy, you're never going to get perfect. It's not that. But you're good enough for Jesus because you're his child. And he says, I love you like you are. That's why we come to Jesus just like we are. That's why, you know, I get excited. I keep telling you all this over my baptisms. Why, if it's up to me, you know, I wouldn't mind being baptized every week. You don't need to be. One time's good enough. It's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is this, I'm so proud to be able to say, I believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He did that for me, and he did it for you. And all you need to do is accept. Amen. Such great love. Amen. I'll die for you. Oh, but he didn't stay there. No. He had to conquer death for me. He took all the blame that I deserved, all the guilt. And I would not use his name because I wasn't courageous enough. No one had the courage to speak favorably about Jesus in public, for they were afraid of getting in trouble with the Jewish leaders. Jesus was hurting physically when he went to that cross. He was shaking emotionally. Every feeling that you have, Jesus felt. He didn't just go to that cross. You know, it's great, and I can tell you, yes, he went there for me, but you got to catch this. You mean Jesus took your punishment? Yes, he did, Miss Wendy. But he took the punishment of whosoever ever calls on his name. He knew who would accept him. He does not make you accept him. He presents himself. Does he know in advance? Sure. He's God incarnate. There's no limitations on God. What's the matter with these preachers? Well, God didn't know that. God knows everything. You got the wrong God, dude. Wake up. Jesus took the pain of every human being that would ever be born that would say yes to him. He took my guilt and all the other multi-billions. I'd say he's pretty tough, wouldn't you? You and I will walk around sometimes like the little problems that we have in life that we're going to break. Well, I got news for you. You don't need to do that. Jesus has already taken care of it for you. So stand up, act right, praise God, and go right from where you are. But I got a word for you today, direct from God. Jesus loves you. I ought to have a song like that, Brother Randy. Thank you. Next, it's the acceptance of materialism. That's what's destroying America. Acceptance of materialism. Luke 12, 15. This is Jesus speaking. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. Well, how many toys you got before you die? What does it matter? You ain't taking them with you. They ain't going with you. Now, I told my wife to bury that truck with me. I don't care what you told her. It ain't going in that ground. Nope, she's going to sell it, get the money, and do what she wants to with it. It ain't going there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Things mean nothing. I'm still working on my mother's stuff. I get in there, and I look in that house, and I start, things. Gosh, you know, and it's just, you spend the life and you end up with things. We have the coffee table in our living room. And years ago, I decided I'd love to see some scratches on that coffee table. I made a whole bunch of them myself. It's lived in house. It's a lived-in house. We got scratches. Well, folks, listen to me, Christian. You're going to have scratches in your spirit if it's a lived-in house. Invite Jesus to come in. Do you really think he cares that he's seeing those scratches? He appreciates you inviting him in. Because he loves you. And the things you ain't taking with you. Not a thing. But you can take everybody sitting beside of you with you. You hear me now? Everybody that you meet, you can take with you. Introduce them to Jesus. Oh, they're broken. Well, welcome to reality and welcome to life. I'm broken. Every one of us ever in combat are broken. Right, Steve? We're broken. All of us are. Every human being. But this broken vessel, it belongs to Jesus. Don't you mess with it. It belongs to Jesus. And he'll do the mending. He'll do the correcting. But most of all, he'll do the loving. He will cradle me and has so often in his arms. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so. Shut up, Larry. Just get about my business. I've already forgiven you, my child. I've already forgiven you. Folks, don't you dare live in the past. You got me? Don't you dare play that game. Oh, I can't serve the Lord because look at me. I'm a wretch of a human being. Well, everybody in this church will agree with you. You probably are a wretch. But meet the rest of the wretches. If you're human, you're going to mess up. God said, though, don't you fall for materialism. Things of this world will get you nowhere. They'll get you robbed. You try driving through Louisville or even all the garbage that's going on in our own county now, or breaking into vehicles and stealing out of the vehicles and all of this. Things. Well, I would love, now you all will probably say, now would he really do this? Yeah, I would. I would love catch somebody breaking in my truck. Now, if you want to hear a sermon, that'd be the one you'd want to tape, because I'd tell them about Jesus. I guarantee you I'd tell them about Jesus. We picked up all the articles of the old days with me as chaplain in the prison system and the papers and all, and I was looking at one of them and a statement that I made when God first called me into prison ministry, and that was to a whole group. I would go in the cell block with them. I want to be face to face with all these tough folks, because I want to tell them about Jesus. And the statement was made in there that Chaplain Vance told them, you leave here without God, you'll be back. And I did. I told every time I would preach, every time I would teach, you leave here without God, you'll be back. You see, it is the Son of God who came down to mend the brokenness of the spirit and all. I guarantee you, you don't need to steal. God will send one of his children to take care of you. Now, folks, I know this for a fact. You all love. You'll help anybody that you know is trying to do the right thing. Where do you think you got that, Christian? Where do you think you got it? Jesus gave you that. As proof, he's inside. But you do it with dignity, you do it with love, and you do it with sternness. I've threatened to pull the hair out of so many inmates you can't imagine. Oh, I've only been stabbed 4 times. And do you know what? Whether you all paid attention or not, I'm still alive. I'm still breathing. We're going to sing on that in a minute, Brother Randy. Next one is pursuit of pleasure. Oh, man, you want to destroy a family, destroy America? Pursuit of pleasure. Proverbs 21:17. Now, this is something that is so common to the desire of the human nature, pursuit of pleasure. I loved roller coasters. That was pleasurable for me. I'd get on every roller coaster I could get on. And I love the riding on the roller. I haven't been on a roller coaster for years, but I'd get back on it if they wouldn't tell me I was too old. And then if they told me I was too old, I'd probably sneak on it just to show them I could still do it. Think of that. What gives you? Now, that pleasure, that was fine. The Lord didn't have any problem with me riding roller coasters. But some of the others the Lord have problem with. When you seek the pleasures of the world to go off into the world and to allow the world to become your God, the pleasures of life to become your God, that's idolatry. It is sin. It is wrong. Don't try to cover it up with, oh, well, you know, I just took a sip before I drank the rest of it. I just smoked one joint, just one joint, that's it. I'd always laugh at my inmates because they'd come into my office during the week and all that on the prison yard, and they would come in and start talking to me about how that they were innocent of everything. But I had one gentleman, and let me tell you this story. I had one guy that would come into the office, and he was in for a horrible crime, serving life. You all will have seen him on TV. And he'd come in and said, Chaplain Vance, I'll tell you this one time, you're not going to hear from me again. I'm not guilty of what I'm sent here for. I did not do that crime. Do you realize how many times a day I would hear that? But then he said, you're not going to hear me say that again, because I got the Lord's work to do on this yard, and I'm going to be about the Lord's work. for several years after that. Never heard it again. He and I became good friends. It's a chapel service all the time. I'm out of it now. I'm at the Vingrove Baptist Church. And a few years ago, here he is on local TV. DNA came into play, and they proved that he was innocent of the crime that he was there for. So you see, when Jesus touches the heart and you say, I can't believe that person said yes to Jesus. I had one warden that said, those ornery people don't deserve the holy word of God. Well, if I'd had a big Bible, I'd have smacked him right then. Because you see, everybody's got a brokenness within us. All of us do. And Jesus loves me. He loves me just like I am. He says that. So why in the world am I going to go with the pleasures of life? You know what's next and worse than that? Narcissism. Me, 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 me. Sound like getting ready to sing. It's all about me. It is a horrible, horrible evil that brings us in to narcissism. A narcissist is an individual that is only focused on themselves, their self, himself, herself, whatever the correct English is there. But that's a person that's just inward for me, me, me. If it'll do me good, I'll do it for you. You're not doing anything for your fellow man. Being self-centered. Now, I used the Century English version on this verse. One of these days I'll tell you more about the scripture and how you look at it. But Proverbs 18, verse 1. Because I know some of you parents have problem with this word that I'm getting ready to read. But it is scriptural, said quite often. It's selfish and stupid to think only of yourself. Selfish and stupid to think only of yourself, meaning you're having no reasoning about you. And you only think of self. Well, I'm going to give you the last scripture in a moment while you're looking at yourself. Because on this last scripture that I'm going to be giving you in a moment, it's going to hook right back in with that first scripture of John 7:13. No one had the courage to speak favorably about Jesus in public, for they were afraid of getting in trouble with the Jewish leaders. Because that last part, the last point, is support of socialism. He's almost a sermon in that. Brother Randy, I'm alive. I'm breathing. It's time for us to come alive. Last point of the message today. It's the support of socialism that is destroying America. Now, I want you to listen well to me on this one. I want you to pay close attention to something on it. How are you enjoying the part of socialism you're already seeing and you're living through right now? How's that going for you? You know, I am an individual. I don't like being told what to do unless the Lord's doing the telling. I don't like to be told that I can't do something. I should hope I would have enough common sense. If it's not good for me or those around me, I just wouldn't do it. But I'm witnessing what happens. And so I wanted to print out some for you, because Acts 5:28-29, this goes right back to the disciples. Are you listening to me? Right back to what the disciples were doing. They were now in the streets. They filled with the Holy Spirit, Brother Randy. They're in the streets and they're preaching. Guess whose name they're using? Yes. Jesus. Acts 5, 28, 29. They're pulled before the leaders. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name. Not to teach in this name. Now, wait a minute. Are you ready? That name, he called this name. That name has power. And if you preach in the name of power, then the Holy Spirit of Almighty God will touch the heart of that individual. They will say yes to Jesus, and a great army will be grown again by the hand of God through love. I can preach the word, but I refuse to try to convince you to say yes to Jesus. The only way you can say yes to Jesus and truly accept him is under conviction. When you're convicted, you know, I feel personally, I know Jesus. I want to do what Jesus wants me to do. That's why I do. But because they stood there, then Peter and the rest of them, here's what they said. You ready? And the other apostles, Peter and the other apostles replied, "We must obey God rather than men." Now, you want to see the starting or the fall because of socialism, because of all of this garbage? Listen to it. Crumbling of our culture. Crisis in our schools. Controversies in our courts. Corruption in our businesses. Chaos in our government. Man, that's been going on a while. Carnality in our churches. Well, now look, preacher, just back off of that particular sermon. Just back off and don't preach that anymore and we'll be fine. But what if Jesus leads me in it? No, we'll tell you what Jesus is leading you to do. No, you won't. No, you won't. Because, Christian, you listen to me. When you said yes to Jesus, you better be paying attention to what Jesus says to your heart, not what man does. Confusion in our families. Whew. There's a lot of confusion in the families today. And conflict in our personal lives. Well, maybe the conflict is my fault instead of everybody else's. Maybe I need to take an inward look at what I believe. I got news for you. I take the inward book. This is called the Holy Bible. God wrote it for us. It's ours. Oh, he sent it through the hands of man, but man can't even mess it up. And man can mess up anything. Whatever man touches, man taints. What does God do? When you have his son in your heart, he'll straighten your mess out, even if you happen to be that mess yourself. God will straighten you out. But he loves you. Follow him. Don't follow. And don't become so involved with the world that I don't care what denomination it is, I'm a Christian. I happen to serve through the Southern Baptist Church. Southern Baptist Church don't have anything on any other believers who've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. That means this is just a venue to where I feel free to be able to preach. And the freedom to preach. If it ever gets where the Southern Baptists say, if you preach that name or that type of sermon, we're kicking you out. We're going to defrock you. That means they're going to take all of their ordinations away from you. God ordained me. Preach His word. Now, I don't have hanging on my wall that ordination paper from God, because He hung it on the cross. Amen. And He conquered the cross. And then He conquered the grave. Then He conquered death. And He's alive and well. And folks, I know Jesus. I hope and pray that you do. If you don't, you can know Him. If you know that Jesus is talking to your heart and Jesus is calling you, remember the tenderly calling? When Jesus is calling and touching your heart, say yes to Jesus. I know that it is very difficult in the guidelines they've set on us in the church, which are more strict than any guidelines on any other organization. It's on the church. But I got news for them. I'm following their guidelines and God's blessing anyway. So they can say you're not, but we are. Say yes to Jesus. Give me a call. You got my cell number, folks. I'm used to those 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning calls from the prisoners in the old days. I don't get those anymore. You wake up 2 or 3 in the morning, you can't sleep, call my cell number. I'll give it to Faye. I love you all. And I will preach and proclaim God's word here as long as you will allow me to do so. Hunter, if you would get that bag for me and meet me at the entrance of the church in a moment, I will want you all to know something. God has placed you on a path this week. It's your path. Nobody else can walk it, only you. As you walk down that path this week, I want you to look down in the ditch of life. You look down in that ditch of life, I guarantee you, you'll see somebody hurting worse than you ever dreamed of hurting. You reach that hand down in the ditch of life, you just might touch a hand of Jesus. Whatever you do as you go, folks, gossip, go in love, go in peace, go in service to God. God bless you. You are dismissed. We'll wait for Steve.